Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kevin Sheehan on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Virginia did beat Maryland last year in the NCAA lacrosse championship. That was last year. We're getting a little bit mixed up with the last couple of years because not everything was played in its normal spot, although I think lacrosse was. I believe Maryland has Virginia next. After crushing Vermont 21-10, Maryland gets Virginia this coming Saturday, I believe. Might be Sunday, in the next round of the lacrosse championship. So there you go. There's your update on that. All right, Chris Cooley joined me on my podcast on Friday and did two more film breakdowns. He did Brian Robinson Jr., the running back from Alabama, selected in the third round. And then he did Cole Turner, the tight end. And I told him, because Cooley didn't pay attention to anything this season and didn't pay attention to the draft until I gave him the assignment of doing some film breakdown of some of the draft choices. We played for you last week his breakdowns of Sam Howell and Jahan Dotson. This week we'll do Cole Turner and Brian Robinson Jr. This was Cooley, and he was rather optimistic about Turner. I told him before he watched it, I said, I think you're going to like this guy. Not entirely sure, but I think you might like him. This was Cooley on the Nevada tight end selected by Washington in the fifth round.
Cole Turner. 6'6", big dude. Listed him at Nevada at 240. I think most people probably know this. He's thin. He's got a big frame. He could easily be 255. I don't know if he needs to be. So before you get into it, like, Cole Turner was a receiver that changed into tight end position at Nevada. He's not a receiver, but my God, he can make some plays, man. Like, I think anybody that watched some of the Cole Turner stuff, you got to be really impressed. Some how many back shoulder fades did he catch for touchdowns?
I know.
Like, at some point, if you're Fresno State, you might want to put somebody else out there besides the 5'10 corner. Like, they've thrown him 19 back shoulder fades. Maybe put a taller dude on him.
Be a
maybe,
good
I don't
idea.
Know, maybe.
Good idea.
You know, if you're Boise State, like, hey, probably going to throw a back shoulder fade from the 5-yard line to this dude. And he gets them all. He's got a really good feel for going up and getting the ball in the air. He tracks it well. He high points it really well. He had to be a basketball player. He had to be a basketball player.
Had to have been, yes.
Like, he manipulates his body like he's getting a rebound. He goes up. He high points the ball. Maybe a basketball player.
No doubt.
At least he looks like it.
I think he was. I'm not 100% sure, but when I started watching the highlights when they worked out Carson Strong and Cole Turner privately before the draft, I was like, this dude is definitely a basketball player. I mean, he boxes out on some of those 50-50 balls like a 6'7 forward.
That's exactly what he does. So they used him everywhere. Like, they split him out everywhere. They used him at X. They used him at Z. They used him in a slot. They used him off the ball at tight end. I don't think he ever really put his hand in the ground. But they used him all over the place. And, like, I think he's a guy, to me, that has an awesome feel for space. Like, one, he can get off the line of scrimmage. Like, he's got a good wiggle, like a quick double or triple stick, like 1-2 jab off the line of scrimmage, get skinny, slip, evade downfield. Does a really good job of initially getting himself downfield. Two, and this is what I think is the best thing about Cole Turner and watching him play, and this is something that you just can't teach it. It's a different deal. He finds open space. Like, your route can call for this. Like, we want you to run straight here and over here, but, like, he finds a way to manipulate the stem of the route to open space to get into a good look for his quarterback. I just don't think it's teachable. I think that guys just naturally do that, and Cole Turner does that. And so in saying that, I think he's a guy that's going to catch a bunch of balls in the NFL, period. Like, right there, he's going to catch a bunch of balls. I'm not going to sit here and say he's Travis Kelce or he's going to be a printing a Pro Bowler, but he's a guy that's going to get open for you. He's also a guy that, like, he's not overly fast, right? But he plays faster than he actually is, in my opinion. And he's getting downfield quickly. Because of his ability to evade initially and his stem, he's able to get himself downfield. And in that, that's why I think you see him catching a lot of seam balls and a lot of kind of vertical-type routes. It's also what Nevada does, but I don't question really the speed. Like, I think he was a 4.76 guy at the combine.
I thought he ran better than that. Didn't he run better than that? I thought he ran like 4.55 or something like that.
No.
You sure?
I looked it up an hour ago.
Okay.
Well, you got a computer in front of you. Look it up.
I am right now. So, hold on.
And why I would bet that
4.76. You're right.
In just saying that, I did look it up. But in just saying that, for a tall guy, he doesn't open up his stride. Like, he's a short stride guy. Mm-hmm. But I don't hate that. Like, I was a fairly short stride guy. He runs with decent balance. To me, he separates pretty well. He doesn't separate, like, he's not going to, like, scare you, blow by you, separate, but he's got open space. So a foot is open in the NFL. And with his awareness to find that space, it's pretty awesome. He extends to catch ball. He's got very good hands. Like, there's a few drops in there, but that's not his hands. That's discipline or whatever, you know. That's lack of focus in whatever moment. And you don't like that, but it's better than a guy that can't catch.
Right.
Like, he's not sewn. He's got great hands to me. Great hands. He can one-hand it. He can go out way out in front of his body and get it. I think he's got good hips. He can open his hips and rotate and get a ball. To me, he really versatile in that aspect. Production is really good, Kev. And in the positives, I would much rather have a guy that produces than a guy that runs a 4.45 or 4.45. And when you watch a full Nevada game, I watched three full Nevada games, they are always trying to get him the ball. It's because they trust him. They know he's going to get it done. They trust him, and he produces. Like, that's what I want in anyone, in any player, is a guy that's producing. So really impressed with that stuff. Some of the downside, not used a bunch in line, really, as a tight end. He's okay as far as footwork as a blocker. He's willing as a blocker, but he's soft and he's way upright. Like, for a tall dude, you understand that, but he blocks way upright, and he's not a physical blocker by any means. But that's somewhat, unfortunately, going away with some of the tight ends and what college football is. They did ask him to block some, you know, at the line of scrimmage without his hand in the ground. He's got a concept and an idea, and he knows what he's doing. He's average. He's, at best, average, a little below average as a blocker. He does not show me on film or seem to be a very strong player at this point. Like, he does get banged around. I mentioned his ability to evade, his ability to get, but if a linebacker hits him 3 yards downfield, he's knocked dynamically off his route. The times he can get punked in that fashion. He's I mean, he's never going to move someone as a blocker. He's going to get banged around a little bit. He's good. He's decent as far as run after the catch. I don't see him as, like, incredibly versatile as a run after the catch guy. And watching him is funny. Like, a couple years ago, I went to the combine. He kind of reminds me of Gesicki.
Yeah.
He doesn't move as well as Gesicki.
Right. I was going to say, Gesicki can motor a little bit.
Gesicki is like a true athlete, like a true runner. Vertical jump, insane, explosive. The movement patterns, to me, are a lot the same. Gesicki's just got a little bit more quick twitch to him. I mean, honestly, like overall, I think this is a great pick for them in the sixth round. I think he's going to produce. I think they're going to have to figure out where they can put him, where they can place him. But I've seen so many tight ends in the NFL that can't block at all that end up having phenomenal careers. And they'll put him on the backside of runs. They'll cross him across the line of scrimmage and just ask him to bang into the backside defensive end. They'll chip with him. They'll do, like, that isn't a deal breaker. Like, I think some of why he didn't go any earlier is maybe some of that unknown. Like, well, he's a receiver at Nevada. It's a smaller school. He played a lot of receiver even after he transitioned to tight end. He's in the slot. He was split out. Do we know if he can truly threaten anyone vertically down the field? I think he can. Can he get something in that 5 to 6 yard range? Can he separate on third down against tight man coverage inside? Will be a huge question for him. You know, does he have enough against a safety or against a nickel corner to be able to win in third down situations? Will be a huge question to whether or not he's a great tight end or just a guy that is a 40 catch a year guy. I think it's an upgrade. And look, I think Logan Thomas has done a terrific job for them over the last couple of years. It's a big upgrade if he continues to grow a little bit, in my opinion. I think Cole Turner will be a good player. I think he'll play a lot this year. I think he'll contribute for them this year. And I think he has the potential to really grow into a pretty good prospect.
You said a couple of things. First of all, I think it's a really interesting thing that you said relating to drops. You know, a lot of people who, you know, just look at numbers and analytics will look at drop numbers and say, well, he's got too many drops. And you made a really interesting observation, because when you watch Cole Turner, you see he's got excellent hands. He's a hands catcher. He's got soft hands. And if he's got drops, they could be more about concentration, which is fixable more than having boards for hands. You know, he's got really good hands. So, you know, that goes for all of you, you know, draft experts and analytics experts. You know, sometimes those numbers can be a little bit misleading because they can coach some of the other stuff in. Like, this dude I would bet any amount of money he was a basketball player. I mean, he just has such great feel. That's number one. Number two, you mentioned he's got really good feel for space, and you see that especially him finding holes against zone coverage. Were you good at that? I think you were, right?
It was one of the things I did best.
Right. Were you more comfortable facing zone defenses, or were you, you know, press man or just regular man coverage?
Zone.
So you loved it when you knew.
I wasn't. It changed throughout. Like, there were times where man coverage was great. Like, press man coverage, I could have done a lot better job in my career figuring out how to get off and separate against press man coverage. I played in a bunch of different systems and stuff, and we did things different in every way. So, you know, I got better at it, and then we'd change, and I'd get better at it and change. But, like, that improvisation to zone coverage was always there for me. I was always able to do that.
Do you see him being used against teams that, you know, are primarily going to play zone, and maybe, you know, some of the red zone stuff against man coverage using his size in the red zone, but that he's going to be a really good, you know, guy in the slot, perhaps, against zone coverage?
I think it's impossible to say that he's a guy that we're going to play against zone coverage teams. He might be a guy that produces early in his career more against zone coverage, but if he's going to be a good player, he's going to have to win against man-to-man coverage.
But he's not going to have to block.
at some point he's going to have to block. He has to block at some point. He was all league in basketball his senior year.
Oh, he was?
In Oregon.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. He's, I mean, it's so easy to see that, though.
Athlete.
No, I don't think he's going to. I think he can beat man-to-man coverage. I don't see him as a guy that can't beat man-to-man coverage at all. I don't want to come across that way. I think he's a guy that if you give him a little bit of space initially, he's got enough shake to create space. If he can do something at the top of his route in the NFL to separate, he can win. Where was he ranked in the tight ends? I didn't even look at that. He had to be in the top five or six, didn't he?
I'd have to go look at that. You know, Carson Wentz has, you know, the thought is that he's always done better with bigger targets, with bigger catch radius guys. You know, Zach Ertz, Alshon Jeffrey, Michael Pittman Jr. in Indianapolis as an example here recently. And, you know, Jahan Dotson, even though he is only 5'11", has, as you saw, a huge catch radius. This guy's got a big-time catch radius, don't you think? Not to mention he's huge.
Huge. No, he's got a huge catch radius. It's like he looks like this is just for fun. It's not like he's there, but he some of the way he moves, it looks like Gonzalez.
He really does have a great feel for space.
Great. And a lot of it, he does remind me a little of Tony. Tony was actually a pretty good blocker. But he reminds me of Tony Gonzalez a little bit, and just in the way he moves and the way he attacks the ball. Like, let's not get it confused that I'm saying he's going to be Tony Gonzalez. Hope he is. I like him a lot. You told me I would like him, and I do. I like him a lot. I'm excited for him.
I think the comp is Jimmy Graham. I mean, it would be phenomenal.
I love that comp. I think that's a great comp.
And Graham was a big time college basketball player.
Yeah, he is a lot like Graham, like another big basketball player, Antonio Gates. He's not as quick twitch as Antonio Gates. Like Antonio Gates had such a quick twitch that's not necessarily him. But this dude's gonna play. Like he's gonna be a player. I would bet you on that.
Yeah, I'm excited about him. I'm excited about of their picks, and I know you haven't looked at all of them, and you'll get your assignment for next week after this call. But I love Dotson and I love Turner. Like they were too productive to let any of number really get in the way of. That's why I loved Kyle Hamilton in the draft, the linebacker from Notre Dame. I don't give a shit that he ran 4.7. If you watched him play, he never looked slow. He was never not there because he is long-armed and he anticipated well. This dude just has that feel that, you know, of just being able to find the right spot, and he catches everything. Maybe he didn't have a drop problem. I forget, but for some reason, I think somebody.
Well, I mean, he had a couple of drops. I wouldn't call it a drop problem, though.
Yeah.
This had him ranked 11th.
This was the first year you really didn't work with any college tight ends, right? Or did you?
Yeah. No.
You did or did not?
I did not.
Yeah. What did you think of Carson Strong?
Oh, hold on. Carson Strong?
The quarterback for Nevada?
I don't know. Oh, I like him. He lets it go, man.
Yeah, I mean, he was thought.
He moved in pocket pretty well. I thought he's got some stuff to him.
He apparently has, like, you know, a replacement cadaver in his leg or knee or something, and that kept people off of him. But he, you know, he's a big dude, and he signed. Most people thought he would get drafted, but he got signed as an undrafted free agent by Philadelphia.
I think he's got a chance. You'd worry about that, obviously, but as an undrafted, shoot, even if I liked him and had that issue, like I. 6th, 7th round, I don't care if I like the guy. I'll take a shot.
Right.
So I didn't look at stats. Dude, this Cole Turner had,
I know,
2 years ago, 49 receptions for 605 yards, 9 touchdowns.
I know. Yeah.
62 this year for 677 and 10 touchdowns.
111 catches, 678, 19 touchdowns.
In part, that average is down to around 10 yards a catch. I bet you, because 7 of those touchdowns are back shoulder fades from the 3.
Right. Yeah. There were several of those. And he seemed to catch all of them.
Like every one. I mean, he had an amazing catch against Boise State that was he didn't come down inbounds with, but one-handed and almost got it inbounds, like vertically down the field. The dude he's got ball skills. He's got enough athleticism.
I thought you would like.
Worried because he's just always detached. So anyone, you're going, okay, what will he do? What can he do for us? So,
well, he at the very least is somebody you'd love to see in the red zone with, you know, Logan Thomas out there and having 2 6-6 dudes. By the way, keep in mind, too, the 49 catches, his junior year was the shortened
in 9 games.
Was the shortened season, the COVID season. So, he was outrageously productive that year. He had a game that year, and I was looking at this, and I'm trying to pull it up now, but it was like 14 catches in a game or something for like
175 yards.
Yeah.
Against Hawaii.
12 catches, 175 yards against Hawaii, right.
This site I pulled up has this conclusion. Finding the right fit is going to be the problem and critical for Turner.
Say that again, you broke up.
Finding the right fit is going to be the problem, and having the right fit will be critical for his success. Let's not be so dumb here. Is that not if like 90% of players in the NFL?
Yeah.
What do you do? What do the Patriots do? Oh, they find the right fit for all their players and play them accordingly to how they fit. And if my tight end isn't an online tight end, but he can go up and make plays in the middle of the field and do everything I want him to do and challenge linebackers and safeties from something displaced, I think I'll just do that.
Right. You don't sign a man corner in free agency to a big deal and then play mostly zone coverage.
So yeah, you just don't do that. You don't sign a cover two safety and pay him X amount of money and then have him as a punt protector.
Adam Archuleta. They paid him a lot of money. Somebody fell in love with him. Just not anybody in the football operation.
He's a guy that has all the athletic tools and is all the innate abilities. You're just refining stuff with this dude.
Chris Cooley on Cole Turner. He clearly likes him and thinks he can contribute right away. You know, one of the things to watch, obviously, over the next couple of months will be the readiness of Logan Thomas. That will be, you know, a key issue for the team and whether or not Cole Turner or a guy like Cole Turner is on the field to begin with. Remember, Logan Thomas's, you know, knee injury came in early December. I know he was banged up before then, but the one that sidelined him for the year and still has him sidelined came in late December. So there's no guarantee that Logan Thomas is going to be ready for the regular season. And of course, the other player on the other side of the ball to keep an eye on is Chase Young, whose, you know, rehab continues, and we'll see if he is ready for training camp. Both of those players were key misses last year. Of course, Chase Young not playing nearly as well heading into his injury, and maybe Logan Thomas was missed as much. But Cole Turner looks like a guy that can be productive at the next level. These things, you never know. I mean, we could be sitting here a year from now and somebody might say, yeah, but remember Cooley's film breakdown of Cole Turner? What happened to him? But he looks like a guy, fifth rounder, that's going to make the team and be an early contributor. 119 catches over the last 2 years. One of those, a shortened season. I'm sorry, 111 catches, 19 touchdowns, including, you know, 62 of them his senior year. Okay, later on this week, maybe tomorrow or Wednesday, we will get and you will hear Cooley's film breakdown of Brian Robinson Jr. John Keim will be our guest next. We'll get back to the Caps at 8 with Greg Wyshynski. And coming up next hour after John joins us, we'll go back to the schedule. Because Washington's schedule includes what we think, most think, is a much more desirable schedule than the one they had a year ago, at least as of now. But one of the things that's key in evaluating a schedule is when you play people, not who you play. And somebody did that in great detail and found out that Washington's at a disadvantage more than we thought on Friday. We'll get to that a little bit next hour as well. Keim next, Kevin Sheehan Show, Team 980, theteam980.com. And we are also on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.